We take a break from the music to catch up with Rebecca St. James. She is in concert here at the Junction Center tonight at 7, and tickets will be available at the door tonight. I was encouraging everyone to storm 1875 Junction Road, storm the Junction Center tonight to catch Rebecca St. James. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
It has been so great catching up with you while the music was playing.
And I know, we're having girl time.
We are. Yeah. You probably don't remember this, but the last time we were in the studio goes back to Hershey Park, Hershey, PA, 1996. The Creation Festival was canceled. And
yep.
I know you've been everywhere. You probably don't remember that.
I do remember that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was such a change from other years at Creation, you know, out in the fields. And then all of a sudden it's a mud fest over there. So we're moving to Hershey Park. So yeah, it was a change up for sure.
And I admit I had to look up your age because I remember I was music director here.
Yes.
And I remember we got this single from Rebecca St. James and, you know, the buzz was, wow, she's amazing. She's 16 years old. And I thought that was so, so young. Now we're 10 years apart, but I'm thinking I was in my 20s and I guess I thought I was so old then. This little Rebecca St. James.
Yeah, I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You have grown up in the business. All right, so I was doing some digging and searching around, so you have to set the record straight. I want to see if this stuff actually true.
Okay.
So at 12, did you open for Carmen?
Yeah, I think I might have been 13, ripe old age of 13 at that point. But yes, so, I did open for him at 13, yeah.
Now, was that back in Australia?
It was, yeah. So my dad was a concert promoter in Australia, so he toured Petra, Carmen, Whiteheart, Amy Grant, kind of you name it at that point, he toured them. And so I'd gotten to know Carmen on some of the tours, his previous tours, and he found out that I could sing. I think he heard a little demo that I'd recorded at my school, and he's like, man, he spoke to my dad who was promoting his upcoming tour, and he said, man, she should open for me. So he suggested it, asked my dad. My dad was a little unsure, but because he was going to be on the tour, he's like, yeah, come out, that'd be great.
Fine. So, yeah. Do you remember what you sang?
It was worship songs, actually.
Okay,
Yeah. So it was kind of early Hillsong's songs I was singing at that point. Because we were living in Sydney and we were going to Hills at that time.
Yeah,
so it was
okay.
A lot of the music that I knew. So yeah, and his keyboard player played for me. I mean, but I remember just feeling incredibly inadequate for doing that tour at 13. And just getting on my face. Yeah, literally just getting on my face before God the first night in Perth backstage. And just saying, Lord, if you don't give me strength to go out there, I won't be able to do it. And he did, and he came through for me. And that was a through line, really, my whole ministry was I just felt inadequate for everything I was doing, and prayer was my lifeline.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
And I read, too, that you were almost Rebecca St. John.
That's right. Gosh, you really did dig up some of this stuff. Very few people know that. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're asked the same questions all the time.
Yeah, but that one, I feel like I hardly ever get asked about.
So Rebecca St. John, but you didn't like that fit.
Well, you know, our family name is Smallbone, and probably a lot of people know that, especially because of my brothers that are just everywhere Joel and Luke.
I wish you could see the expression on her face when she said, my brothers.
They are, you know, they're some of my best friends. Like, we're really, really close. Joel and I actually lived together before I moved to California, outside of our family home. So he's one of my best friends on the planet, but I'm so proud of them, so happy for them. But yeah, I think people know our family name a little bit more now. And a lot of people didn't even know I was related to them actually for a long time.
And that's for King and Country.
For King and Country. Yes. Yep. Joel and Luke. And, so the record label was like, yeah, Smallbone, you know, when it comes to you being a soloist and you just, you know, using that name, it doesn't have quite the same ring as something like Rebecca St. John that sounds English. So I prayed about it because I had a hard time with just picking out a random name and adding it to my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about my grandfather, who's James, and he'd just passed away at that point. And I called my grandma and was asking about family names. And she said, well, what about James? Mm-hmm. Because Jim was James. And this was just soon after he'd passed. So we used that name in honor of him.
Oh.
And he's a saint, amazing, amazing man.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
some of our listeners maybe aren't on social media and yep. they haven't been able to catch up with you through that, which is kind of where I go. You saw I have my Facebook page up on your page because I'm kind of like, okay, what's she doing? That is where we go now to kind of catch up and see what you've been up to. So for listeners who did grow up on your music and continue to listen to your music, catch us up on what else you've been doing. I do know one thing. You're a mom because I saw your adorable little girls walking by the window. And I thought, oh, there's some people walking around outside. We see that a lot. Yes. But I'm like, oh, I bet they're Rebecca's daughters.
Well, you were very smart to think of that. Yeah, you know, I was in music so full-time for nearly 20 years, really starting at 16 full-time. And after we got married, my husband and I, we met out in California. And I'll share a lot more in depth, you know, tonight at the show, just kind of the update. But we got married 8.5 years ago, and I'm just so thankful for the man that God brought me. God is so good to bring me such an amazing man. And then we were feeling called that to, you know, try to start a family. And so I pulled off the road at that point because I wanted to be full-time wife and mama and be able to just not be everywhere all at once and trying to do that. And that was a real dream of my life, too, to be a wife and mom. So I wanted to just nest, really, in a way that I hadn't my whole life. And so it's been a really beautiful time of just, like, being home. And then just in the last 2 years, God has called us into this new season of ministry. So I'm working with Bethel Music right now and writing a new album with them. Feel really thankful that I'm able to partner with their record label, Heritage. And yeah, we're touring some, hence tonight, and working on some podcasts as well. And there's just a lot going on, but it's a really sweet season of ministry, and we're doing it as a family. Mm. So we have two little girls that are 5 and 1, and it's just a lovely time of life. Aww. It really is.
Yeah, talk about the show tonight. We have a lot of listeners coming out, and as we said, tickets will be available at the door. We invite everybody out. So what's going to happen?
Well, I'm doing some of my early stuff, actually. I started singing my song God, which was from 96, actually.
that song was a big deal. I remember I was music director. That was a direction change
for you. It was. Second album.
And I loved it. I was so excited about
that album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my second album. It was titled God. And my first album had been kind of more pop. And that second album headed a more rock direction.
More rock, yeah.
Yeah, which was more me, really,
that's more
for
me,
sure.
Too. Maybe that's why I liked
you. Yeah, so I'm doing that song tonight. I'm doing my song Wait For Me that I wrote for my future husband like 10 years before I met him. And it's sweet now being on this side of it. And he's here tonight actually playing for me.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's also very, very sweet. And I'm then doing quite a lot of worship, actually. Probably about half the night will be worship songs that I've recorded, and then maybe one that I haven't too. Just kind of really like splices of all my ministry years are going to show up tonight. So it'll be a special time.
That it will be a special time, and there's something for everybody, and that's exciting. I do know that you do show up on stage with your brothers sometimes.
Yes, I do.
So that has to be fun too.
A lot this summer, actually. We did quite a few of the festivals, the summer festivals with my brothers
How
and
fun.
Some fairs. It was really sweet. Oh. And do a little duet with them on Priceless, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. So I do this kids show on Saturday mornings called the Kids Cookie Break.
That's
and it's
amazing.
Kind of geared towards families, too, you know, kind of the kindy rock
I love it.
Kind of music. And, of course, we play lots of VeggieTales. I want to know, what was it like to work with the VeggieTales team? What was it like to be a voice actor in a VeggieTales movie?
I love that you actually know that I did that.
That's, Hope the Angel, right?
That's right. It was amazing. I
would know that. I would know that more about some of the other things.
I love it. I love that you know that. So yeah, they take that very, very seriously. The films that they make with VeggieTales, it's at a very high level of excellence. So even though I'd been singing forever at that point, I had to audition for it. It wasn't a given. I wasn't just handed that part.
Right.
I had to do a voice audition for it. So it was a little nerve-wracking, actually, because I had wanted to act and do some voice acting. And so I really wanted to get it, but I wasn't sure that I would. And I had to have a bit of a British accent for that, too, so I had to put that on. Ding, 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 give the man a prize. You know, they just kind of accentuate the Aussie. and make it a little bit more proper. So that was really fun. It was I went to Chicago for that and recorded it over a couple of days, and I loved
it. It's very different. So were you pretty much by yourself in the studio? Did you get to see any visuals, or
they'd given me sketches of what my character was going to look like, this little angel, and they had somebody reading the other lines too, just to give me somebody to respond to. And they were doing some of the other voices too. Yeah. So actually, I think it might have been Larry's real voice that was interacting with me, or Bob's, one of them, or both actually. So it was cool. It was a great experience.
Now, have your daughters seen that?
They actually haven't. Now, we have the Easter Carol. So that's a VeggieTales movie called Easter Carol. Mm-hmm, and we have the book, but I haven't. I think I, in passing, just said, you know, that's mommy, you know, in that book that I do the voice for that. But we haven't actually shown the kids the movie yet. But we should do it this Easter. Oh. She'd actually get it at this point.
I was going to say, she'd be at the right age.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, one thing before you go, I did see on your Facebook page is that you are going to Israel in February 2020, doing a little trip. But what I love, and what some of our listeners might find really interesting, is you're going with the Katinas and Jackie Velasquez.
Yes.
This is like a 90s tour.
Exactly.
Fun.
It's like a little reunion.
Yeah.
Because Jackie and I mean, we've been friends for a really long time, both living in Nashville. I think I helped her paint her house at one point. Like, we painted a room together just for fun when she just bought a house. And then the Katinas, we would run into them on the road quite a lot. And they're just sweet, sweet people. So it's going to be a really great time. My whole little family is going. And then I think people just get to kind of come along and be a part of the touring group as we see all these amazing sites of where Jesus was born and died. And I've never been to Israel, so it's going to be profound.
Wow.
Have you been?
I haven't. No, my son has been.
Okay.
His senior class trip went there.
Amazing.
I wasn't able to go. I was really disappointed, but yeah, I do hope to get there sometime.
Oh, man. That would be great. Well, you should come along on something like this.
February 2020. Oh, that's great. No, and people can go to your Facebook page for more information.
Mm-hmm.
And where else can they go for more information? Your website?
Instagram. Okay. Yeah, Instagram and Facebook are probably the best places to kind of figure out what we're up to right now. Yep.
Okay.
Rebecca St. James. Yeah.
I am getting set for the 5 o'clock request and dedication hour.
Yes.
So is there a Rebecca St. James song that I know I know you probably hate these types of questions. That special song, or it might change every day. Is there an earlier song, something
of mine
play,
or somebody else's?
Yours.
Oh, okay.
And then, well, I
easier
to
pick
hear.
Other people's. Lisa.
Okay. Okay. Your brothers. You can't do your brothers.
Oh, that's what I was gonna do.
I knew you were gonna do that. I was gonna say, is there another artist like? Like I saw a classic Amy Grant song coming up here, or is there something someone that influenced you? Or
what's the Amy Grant song that you got coming up?
Thy Word.
Oh yeah, I mean, I did grow up on that. That would be a good one.
What song of your brothers would you request?
Probably Joy.
Yeah,
you know, I do
it's a
love
great
that song.
Song.
I do, and our 1 year old absolutely loves that song. If she's fussing at all in the car, we turn that on, and it just makes her happy.
Yeah, I'll play that.
Okay,
that's perfect.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Rebecca St. James.
Great.
And again, the show's at 7 tonight.
Yep.
And we want everybody to come out tonight. Tickets will be available at the door. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Lisa.